Hello, everybody. It's Professor Harry, and welcome to Pallet Town, actually being broadcasted from Jubilife City. That should be an intro at some point. But hello, it's Professor Donick, correction. I'm here today. It's me, Harry. I'm here to talk to you about some competitive changes for Sword and Shield, which it is November 13th. That comes out in 3 days. Technically 2 days. Not counting today. Comes out Friday. I'm very excited. I hopefully will be playing it Friday. I will hopefully getting it Thursday night, playing it Friday, and then on Monday I'll have that ready for you guys. So if there is no podcast episode on Friday, you guys know why. We will be doing an overview tomorrow, me and Kobe will, about basically everything. So get ready for a long podcast tomorrow. But today, we're going to talk about the competitive. I'm here alone today. As you can see, there's no Trainer Andre, or Trainer Hubbard, sorry, and Professor Clark. That's because I'm the only one that knows. I'm the only one that knows competitive battling. So right now, we're going to start it off with move pool changes. There were actually a bunch of move pool changes. I am not going to go over every single one of them. I'm going to go over the ones that I think are significant. So, not a move pool change, but a move change. Rapid Spin got a buff. It's now 50 base power and grants +1 speed. And I believe that means that every time you use it, you are going to get +1 speed. And that's crazy. So, you are doing a base 50 move already. That's decent. Like, that's not, it's obviously not something you're going to pick, but with the added bonus of being able to clear the field of hazards, getting that +1 speed is going to be some crazy setup game. So not only are you going to get rid of hazards, you are also getting a speed boost from it. And that's a game changer. It really is. I don't know who's going to get it now. There aren't a lot of rapid spinners left. A lot of them got taken out. We'll see who gets it. I'm sure some new Pokemon will get it. I'm sure that new bug gets it. I'm not going to spoil anything. Multi-attack also got a buff. It's 120 base power now. I believe before it was 90, but that means Savali can actually do some stuff. Savali and Type Null are actually in the game. In Sword and Shield, those got confirmed. Or not confirmed, but they were leaked to be in the game. 120 base power for multi-attack. That'll be really great for Savali. He'll actually be able to put in some work. Savali's one of my favorite Pokemon, so that'll be really cool. He was lacking in his move pool damage department, but now we'll probably see some gameplay from him in the competitive. Inner Focus got a buff. It also prevents stat drop now. Now you don't have to worry about any new intimidating mons. Not that there aren't a lot as of now, but you won't have to worry about any stat drops. So that's really cool for Inner Focus. I'll be choosing that ability a lot now over some other ones. Coughing also has access to Neutralizing Gas and Stench. Neutralizing Gas is a big deal. Cuts out all abilities on the field. That would be a great pairing with Slaking, so he won't have to deal with his Truant, Regigigas, who isn't in the game, sadly. But maybe in the future, we'll see Galarian Weezing, Regigigas duel in the VGC. That'll be a perfect pair. You won't have a slow start to deal with. Pokemon get a bunch of new moves. Charizard, we'll talk about him. He gets Hurricane and Acrobatics. He also gets Heatcrass and Mystical Fire. Just some more move options you can deal with. One of the ones that I thought was a big deal is because, is Steelix. Now, Steelix, I thought he was a big deal because he's losing his Mega, which was kind of the only reason you would use a Steelix. But now he gets Dragon Dance, which is really cool. I think having Dragon Dance on Steelix gives a good sweeping opportunity for him. That'll be really fun to see. He also gets Drillon, Heat, or Head Smash. There are Pokemon in here that got updated moves that aren't actually coming to the game, so that's cool to see. So there will be just some competitive updates in Showdown, I believe. So that's really cool to see. Some other things is that there are mints. So if you are training for a competitive team, you don't have to soft reset and breed as much to get your Pokemon's nature changed. Pokemon natures has always been like a struggle in the past to get the right one that you want. But with this, now you have these mints, so you can change. It doesn't actually change your Pokemon's nature. So if you have a hardy nature and you want to change it to a timid, there's now a way to just changes the stats, but I'm pretty sure it leaves that it says it's a hardy nature, which is weird, and that'll have some deceit with trading and stuff. You have to make sure to check what the stat bonuses actually are, but that's cool to have. EXP candies now exist. Those go along with rare candies. EXP candies are basically rare candies that when you use them, it's a predetermined set of XP that you get. So there'll be like large, small, extra large EXP candies. And that'll be really good for training Pokemon early on so you don't have to waste your rare candies. Another new item that's released, this is specifically in battling, it's heavy duty boots. And I actually have the description for it here. Heavy duty boots. These boots prevent the effects of traps set on the battlefield. So that's busted. What that basically means is that you can have, a Charizard, who is confirmed in the game, a Charizard, and that's not spoilers, it was in the trailers, sorry. Charizard with Stealth Rock no longer would have to worry about that. Prevents it completely. And that goes for dealing with Toxic Spikes, Sticky Web is a big one. Electro Web. That's going to be something really cool to see and something really cool to incorporate in the teams, and it'll be a great buff for Charizard especially. But it may have the defect of grounding people, like grounding flying types. So that is definitely something to watch out for, to see if that's going to make it in the game, because that could really lean on if you want it or not, because taking a Earthquake onto a Charizard might not be the best bet. Another big change are Regenerator teams. Regenerator teams are seen quite often in the competitive play. But the problem is that a bunch of Regenerator Pokemon have been cut. So that includes Slowbro, Slowking, Tangrowth, Amoongus, Alolamola, Audino, Mienchao, and Tornadus. Thank gosh, Tornadusarian is no longer in. We don't have to see him anymore. Out of all of the Regenerator Pokemon in the previous games, only two made it on. And the only two Pokemon to make it on are Reuniclus and Toxapex with the ability Regenerator. That'll be really cool. Those are going to get the highlight in the competitive scene as being the only two confirmed Pokemon with Regenerator. Those are really fun Pokemon to use in the first place, and having them get bumped up already is going to be really cool to see. Our next big change is Intimidate Pokemon. There are a lot of Intimidate Pokemon within the competitive play. Landorus, Incineroar, Crocodile, Salamence, Staraptor, Tauros, Arbok, Granbull, Mightyena, Luxray, and Stoutland all did not make the cut. One thing cool to note is that we won't have to deal with Landorus T anymore. And Incineroar, and even Crocodile and Salamence for that matter. Another cool thing about Incineroar is he didn't make it, but Darkest Laria made it. Snorlax is getting Darkest Laria. That's really cool to see. The Pokemon with Intimidate that did make the cut are Gyarados, Arcanine, Hitmontop, Scrafty, Mawile, and Quillfish. It'll be really cool to see these guys come up in the tiers, and it'll be really fun to play with them. I know I've had a lot of fun playing Quillfish, actually. Gyarados and Arcanine are already seen high up. Arcanine will still have extreme speed along with Intimidate. He'll be busted now that the meta has been changed. Scrafty and Hitmontop will be fun. Hitmontop's a really good mon in general for setups, and he'll have Rapid Spin, so he'll get a huge buff from that. So with all that, this is going to be a fun. This was just a quick podcast episode to kind of elaborate on the teams that we'll be seeing and mons that we'll be seeing within the competitive play of Sword and Shield. And this is going to be, I'm going to go into more predictions now. I do believe that Hitmontop especially is going to get a lot more competitive play with that Rapid Spin buff. Savali will definitely be up there with that his move buff up to 120 base power. That's going to be really fun. I really love Savali. I don't know how well he's going to fare against a new Pokemon. A lot of new Pokemon are introduced. Not going to talk about them until the game is released because I am afraid of spoiling. The Dynamaxing and Gigantamaxing, still don't know how that's going to work within competitive play. I do feel like there will be an option to not use them, but I feel like they will be a part of the meta. Gigantamax Pokemon especially, things like Gigantamax Charizard, Gigantamax Meowth may be used. don't know about that one. I think I'm joking a little bit on that one, but it's going to be really cool to see. This is a new mechanic. It's a more grandiose version of Mega Evolution, and it's only a limited time. It's 3 turns that you get this form, and I truly feel that it'll be fun. A lot of people think that Gigantamaxing and Dynamaxing is just a cheap new mechanic that they couldn't think of anything, so Pokemon get bigger. But one thing to think about with it is that you only get it for 3 turns. There's going to be a lot of strategic value in when to play and when to, or how to deal with Pokemon that are Dynamax to Gigantamax. And that's going to be a really fun new incorporation into the competitive play that I personally am super excited for. That's mainly all I had to say. So thank you everybody for listening. This is just a quick episode to talk about the competitive play before the games actually release. Expect tomorrow a much longer episode for that, going over the overall everything that we know about the game. Still, we'll try to be our best on spoiler free. So thank you everybody for listening. This has been Professor Dunnick coming to you live from Pallet Town.